Do these two things before drinking morning coffee. Knowing the best time to drink coffee can help maximize its health benefits. Research on coffee has become a popular topic in recent years, with most studies suggesting that coffee refreshes the mind and helps prevent a variety of chronic diseases, supporting better health and longevity. 10 reasons to drink coffee. 1. Refreshes the brain. When it comes to coffee, most of us think of it as a mind sharpener, and research agrees. Caffeinated coffee blocks adenosine, the neurotransmitter responsible for drowsiness, from binding to adenosine receptors in the brain. In addition, caffeine will also enhance the effects of adrenaline and dopamine, two other facilitators providing an added refreshing effect. 2. Burns fat. Research shows that bioactive compounds in coffee, such as chlorogenic acid, caffeine, trigonelline, and magnesium, all possess anti-obesity properties. However, from a pure caloric perspective, if you really want to achieve the fat-burning effect, it is best to drink black coffee. Coffee with creamer or milk and sugar has higher calories and is not conducive to fat-burning and weight loss. 3. Supplies antioxidants. Natural antioxidants come mainly from plants. However, due to the increasing adoption of westernized dietary patterns, many people eat a lot of meat and high fat, high sugar, and highly processed foods. Because of this, they lack sufficient daily intake of vegetables and fruits, resulting in the reduction of sufficient antioxidant intake. Studies have shown that coffee is rich in antioxidants and contains components that scavenge cell-damaging free radicals. 4. Improves endurance and sports performance. Research has found that coffee can improve endurance during exercise and delay the time an athlete becomes tired. The International Society of Sports Nutrition notes that many studies have found that caffeine can increase sports performance, but only its effects may vary from person to person. 5. Prevents diabetes. Phytochemicals in coffee help protect the pancreatic beta cells that secrete insulin, including maintaining the survival and function of those cells. Based on the results of multiple epidemiological studies, it was found that each cup of coffee per day, up to 6 cups, reduced the risk of type 2 diabetes by 6%. 6. Fights liver cancer and cirrhosis. A study published in the BMJ concluded that people who drink coffee regularly have an 18% lower risk of cancer. The researchers stressed that multiple studies have confirmed the effect of coffee in preventing chronic liver diseases such as liver cancer. Compared with non-coffee drinkers, regular coffee drinkers had a 29% lower risk of developing non-alcoholic fatty liver disease and a 39% lower risk of cirrhosis. 7. Prevents dementia. One study found that consuming 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day during middle age reduces the risk of developing dementia or Alzheimer's disease by about 65% in old age. 8. Cuts Parkinson's disease risk. Researchers believe that caffeine in coffee and its metabolites have neuroprotective effects. Parkinson's disease is the most common neurodegenerative disease for which there is currently no effective prevention or treatment. In March, a study published in Neurology found that people with the highest coffee intake had a nearly 40% lower risk of developing Parkinson's disease than non-coffee drinkers. The study included more than 180,000 participants who were followed for an average of 12.8 years. 9. Reduces stroke risk. A study published at the 2021 European Society of Cardiology Congress pointed out that drinking 0.5 to 3 cups of coffee a day can reduce the risk of stroke and other fatal heart diseases. Compared with non-coffee drinkers, those who drank this amount had a 17% lower risk of death from cardiovascular disease and a 21% lower risk of stroke. 10. Reduces mortality, extends lifespan. Coffee has liver protective and anti-cancer effects and can help extend life. Studies found that people who drank 3.5 cups of coffee a day had a 15% lower risk of mortality than non-coffee drinkers. Coffee's ability to extend life may have something to do with its anti-inflammatory properties. A 2017 study published in Nature Medicine showed that coffee can inhibit the production of the inflammatory factor interleukin-1 beta. IL-1 beta is found in higher levels in the blood of older adults and is associated with a variety of chronic diseases, including CVD, cancer, and a variety of degenerative diseases. The study found that moderate coffee intake may suppress systemic inflammation, supporting coffee's role in reducing mortality. Two things to do before drinking coffee in the morning. Many people have the habit of drinking coffee in the morning, but if you drink it first thing, you may be missing out on some of its benefits. It is recommended that you do two things before drinking it. 1. Stay well hydrated. The body loses water while sleeping and will be somewhat dehydrated upon waking up. Because caffeine has a diuretic effect, staying hydrated before drinking coffee or tea is advised. 2. Wait 90 minutes. Neuroscientist Andrew Huberman recommends waiting 90 to 120 minutes after waking up before drinking the first cup of coffee. Huberman said in a YouTube video that when a person wakes up, the body naturally produces cortisol, a hormone that helps one stay awake. However, having caffeine too soon after waking up can interfere with the effects of cortisol. Waiting about 90 minutes before drinking coffee allows your body's natural cortisol levels to work to their best effect, maximizing caffeine's benefits. In addition, delaying caffeine intake by 90 to 120 minutes can also make you less drowsy in the afternoon. If you drink caffeine too early, you may need coffee in the afternoon to stay awake, but this can affect the quality of your sleep at night. Dangers of excessive coffee intake. Drinking copious amounts of coffee persistently may lead to caffeine addiction. Once you stop taking it, you will likely suffer from withdrawal symptoms, such as listlessness, fatigue, irritability, and insomnia. Excessive caffeine intake may also cause caffeine poisoning, manifesting with symptoms such as anxiety, nervousness, frequent urination, and indigestion. Excessive intake of coffee should, therefore, be avoided. The European Food Safety Authority recommends that healthy adults limit their caffeine intake to less than 400 mg per day, equivalent to 4 8-ounce cups of regular coffee. For women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, caffeine intake should be halved. Why is coffee addictive? The main reason coffee can be energy boosting is its ability to prevent adenosine from binding to adenosine receptors in the central nervous system. However, studies have found that long-term coffee consumption causes the central nervous system to produce more adenosine and adenosine receptors in return. When this happens, the body needs more and a higher concentration of coffee to achieve the same refreshing effect, making one increasingly dependent on it and aggravating caffeine withdrawal symptoms. In addition, while coffee improves fatigue, it can also lead to psychological dependence and encourages the habit of addictive drinking. Make quitting coffee a gradual process. Caffeine withdrawal may result in symptoms such as headache, fatigue, anxiety, etc. Dr. Yongjing Duan, CEO of New York Northern Medical Center and an expert in integrative psychiatry, said that those addicted to caffeine should not stop taking it too suddenly. Instead, they should gradually reduce the amount within a week while drinking more water and resting more. If there is any sign of severe headache, anti-inflammatory and analgesic drugs can be taken as appropriate. Overall, drinking one cup of coffee daily is safe and beneficial for most people. If you find yourself relying on it too much, consider cutting back on your daily intake.